special and cross climate too. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Under attack, the time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Thursday, November 14th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Deer season tomorrow morning during the break. Got numerous text messages. Let's go with Joe. He says, I am an avid deer hunter. Randy, please ask people, tell people to take more does than bucks. I took 3 does last year. The trophy doesn't matter as much as thinning the herd. For proper herd management, we need to kill more does this fall than bucks. Forgo the trophy, take out the does. We have to thin the herd. Absolutely agree with that. Also, that allow the bucks to mature another year, growing that trophy rack even more. Greg agrees, harvest more does. That's what we have to do. Absolutely have to do that. Kind of an interesting story. I think I can get it in here in this short segment. We'll deal with this. No, you know what? I'm going to hold on because I'm looking at the clock and I don't have enough time. Let's start it right here. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, well, however you pronounce his name, told a gathering of city employees at City Hall in Detroit yesterday that he's not going to seek his fourth term as mayor in 2025. This statement signaled the beginning of the end of what some would say is likely been the most successful tenure for a Detroit mayor in modern history. But in addition, the announcement further fuels speculation that Duggan plans to run for governor in 2026. I've been saying that for a year. I've been saying he's running for governor. Mark my words, he's going to do it. Duggan extended numerous thanks to city employees, the city council, business partners, friends, and family who stood with the city for the past 12 years during its transformation. He told the gathering that his goal in running for office was to change the direction of the city. Instead of the population going down, he now reports that the city's population has increased. According to U.S. Census numbers released back in May, showed that the city of Detroit has gained population for the first time in more than 6 decades. 60 years. I have done what I set out to do, Dugan said. I realize that it's time. I will not be a candidate for re-election for mayor of the city of Detroit in 2025. Basically, in a 20-minute address, Dugan acknowledged that being a big city mayor is kind of rough in this country. He watched fellow mayors in other big cities not make it happen beyond a single term. He said, we've had three, and when we step aside at the end of next year, we will have accomplished everything we wanted to do. For 11 years, the people of the city have been kind and supportive, and it's been truly remarkable. Well, looks like this could trigger other announcements. We're going to get into that. Other side of the break, short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. If Dugin does pull the trigger on a gubernatorial run, he could face other big names in the Democratic universe, including Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who now lives in Traverse City, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, and State Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak. This is the best news ever heading into 2026. Why do I say that? Because in the primary election, which is too late, in my opinion, should be moved up to April or May, but they're held in August. Vicky won the primary on August 6th to be the Antrim County Clerk. She will be announced, confirmed today, with the canvassers certifying the election. She defeated Cheryl Guy's writing campaign and is meeting with the county administrator as we speak. She has a list of questions for the county administrator. They're meeting right now at the county building. In that process, this is what's going to happen, folks, because so many of these huge egos want to run for the next governorship of the state of Michigan on the Democrat side. Well, in a primary election, you can't cross over. You can't vote for a Democratic governor candidate and then vote for the weakest Republicans for the other seats. For example, weak state Senate candidates, congressmen, state representatives, county commissioners, you can't play games in the Republican side of the ticket. If you want to vote for the mayor of Detroit, Secretary of State Benson, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Garland Gilchrist, the sheriff from Genesee County, or State Senator Mallory McMorrow, you're going to have to stay on the Democrat side of the ticket. You can't cross over and vote on the Republican side. What does that do for Republicans? That will give Republicans a pure primary in 2026. I don't have to run for any office in 2026 with this many Democrats on the ballot for governor. This covers the entire state of Michigan. The entire state of Michigan will have a pure Democrat primary and a pure Republican primary. Democrats staying on their side of the ballot, Republicans staying on their side. Now, what you have to understand, how does that play out? Well, Perry Johnson, Kevin Rinke, whoever else decides to get into the Republican primary race for governor, we Republicans will be voting for the best candidate. The best candidate we believe that will represent us the best to be the next governor. Now, like I said, I already forwarded my half-hour podcast to Kevin Rinke. The one I did the other day about vetting the next Republican candidate for governor in 2026. If you'd like me to send that to you, text me Gov, G-O-V, for governor. And I'll send you the podcast. I sent it to Kevin Rinke. He said right in the text that if he runs, he wants my endorsement up front. right out of the gate. I said, well, before I give my endorsement, these are the items I want your support of and that you will advocate for with the legislators. The House, the Senate will understand very clearly this is your agenda, and the voters will too. His response, Randy, I'm already on board with about 90% of what you talked about. Looking forward to talking to you soon. And I said, yes, me too. And to be able to discuss the 10% that you're wrong about. Laugh out loud. He came back with, yeah, I knew you would say that. But here's the point. And this is very interesting. Because you have to understand that this process of keeping the Democrats on their side of the ballot, the Republicans on their side of the ballot, is critical to fixing the state of Michigan. And how is that being accomplished? Competition. When you've got Dugan, Mayor of Detroit, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, U.S. Transportation Secretary under Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, and Senator Mallory McMorrow from Royal Oak, that competition, folks, causes the Democrats to spend a ton of money in their primary to pick their candidate to replace Gretchen Whitmer, who I believe will probably stay out of the endorsement game. I don't think she'll endorse Jocelyn Benson. I don't think she'll endorse anybody. Why? Because she's running for president in 2028. She doesn't want to tick off any of these people, depending on who wins the nomination and, God willing, loses to the good Republican candidate that we, the people, pick. Well, then guess what? She will be in a prime position to get support from all of these people in 2028 when she runs for president. But I got to tell you something. Mike Dugan giving up the mayorship of Detroit, he must feel pretty confident that he's going to win the primary. Jocelyn Benson, in my opinion, doesn't have a chance. All the election laws that she's broken in our past elections, the games that she's played with her Jonathan Brader, director of elections, she's got so much baggage, I don't think there's any way, shape, or form she has a snowball chance of winning. She could, though, because she's supported by George Soros. She is his protege. He paid for her college education. I believe he funded her campaign for Secretary of State. And I believe he's probably going to fund her race for governor in 2026. Lots of money coming from the gazillionaire George Soros. Garland Gilchrist doesn't have a snowball chance. He's so much a socialist communist, there's no way. Interesting one in the mix of this, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. Remember that name. I think he could absolutely challenge Dugan and really make a run at it. So it's going to be interesting. Now, interesting, with Dugan not running for mayor re-election next year, who is going to run for that seat? Well, according to MERS News Service, the list includes City Council President Mary Sheffield, former City Council member Shantiel Jenkins, and current City Council member Fred Durhall. Fred, former state representative from Detroit, he was term limited out. I had lunch with Fred down during Right to Work in 2012. Dugan has said he will not endorse any candidate to replace him for mayor. He went on to say, there is a huge amount of leadership talent among our elected officials, among our clergy, among our business community, among our neighborhood community. There's talent in the city that can continue the recovery of Detroit and have it extend to even more people. Sheffield and Jenkins announced exploratory committees months ago. Durhall announced his yesterday. Other names mentioned as possible candidates include Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, City Council member Coleman Young III. Oh, boy. Coleman Young coming back. Not. That's not going to happen. And an attorney, Todd Perkins, never heard of him, as well as former U.S. Senate candidate Hill Harper, the TV actor. Also, rumors continue that a recruitment effort is underway to bring in someone from the business community or the state legislature to run as a dark horse candidate. Who could that be? Current Speaker Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit. He will not be in a leadership position starting the 25-26 term and has been mentioned as a possibility. Well, that actually might be a good thing because he would have to resign from the State House if he's going to devote full time to his running campaign for mayor of Detroit. Doesn't really matter because the Republicans have a 58-52 majority in the House. Well, the Detroiters that MERS News Service talked to agreed that there isn't a clear favorite at this point. Nobody necessarily considered to be a front runner for the mayor's race. Sheffield is in office now, but hasn't necessarily used the power of her position to make herself a household name. Jenkins may have corporate support, but doesn't have citywide name ID. Durhall, Fred, is a likable candidate, but his ability to raise funds could be an issue. Hill Harper would bring the most pizzazz to the race. The question would be whether or not he still has a sour taste in his mouth by being bypassed by Elisa Slotkin for U.S. Senate. Many people feel he wasn't given a fair shot and therefore may have a distaste for participating in politics. Young's name still has some weight with older voters, but as a former legislator, has been decisive. One observer noted that he started taking himself more seriously if the voters would take him serious. He ran for mayor.